Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
One thing I had written down here from last night into today, Anthony Davis, the Pelicans scratched him out of their team intro video.
Yeah, you see that?
Yeah, but see, here was their explanation, and it actually, I think it's thoughtful.
It does make sense.
Yeah, they don't want him to get booed.
Yeah.
You put now, down there, I don't know what they would have done, but in Philly, if all this went down and you put out the team intro video and Anthony Davis is doing dunks and shooting threes and stuff.
And he actually did still get like a smattering of boos because he sat on the bench last night.
Yeah, he walked out.
So I don't know what his camp is thinking. Is he not going to play the rest of the year?
I don't think he is.
Well, if they can't trade him next week, then what is he going to do?
I honestly, Ike, wouldn't even put him on the floor. I would just tell him to take the rest of the year off and be like, listen, we're going to try to trade you between now and if we don't.
Yeah, just go ahead and do a Kawhi Leonard and just.
Yeah, just goodbye.
Yeah.
And we'll work on this in the offseason.
Yeah.
And you know what? If we don't find what we like, then you could sit out another year. You know what I mean? Like, here's the bottom line. He could have tried to play ball and at least pretended he was going to stick around. Mm-hmm. But what he decided to do very early was pretty much take away any chance the Pelicans had to actually have people care about the team
and
until
now
they trade him.
And now you done ticked off all the owners.
Oh, my God.
Because
you imagine.
Well, all these small market teams are worried that this is what everyone else is going to do.
Of course.
Is force their way
you
out.
You finally get a star like that. And by the way, how about winning a playoff series there, big fella?
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
But you get a star like that, and you know damn well he's not going to stay, and you knew it the whole time, and you kept telling yourself you were going to do everything we can to keep him,
and it doesn't matter. It does not matter, man.
It doesn't matter.
Which is why I think they need to contract some of these teams.
Well,
you got to put them in cities where players want. Is New Orleans a bad? I've never lived in New Orleans, so I don't know. I guess people say nobody wants to live in New Orleans. I don't know. Is it a bad city? Drew Brees went there and stayed.
I don't. I mean, would
you can't
I rather
get any other NBA free agents?
Well,
come
I
there.
Think Anthony Davis's big problem with it is specifically that they're owned by the same people as the Saints, and the Saints get all the love and the investment. He's like, I don't want to play for a team where it's the second most important asset.
Here's what
like,
he wants
like
to do:
playing for the Sixers back when Ed Snyder owned them. It was like, do you
right.
really want to play
right.
for a
right.
team that's second fiddle
they don't
to a
even
team
pay
that
attention
plays
to
in the same
going
neighborhood?
On. Yeah, but here's the thing. If they were winning playoff series and it was being constructed to where they had a chance, I don't think he leaves.
Right. I don't know.
Well, I mean, at least there's a chance he doesn't leave.
Or at least he waits all the way until his contract is done.
Right.
I mean, Kevin Durant stayed all the way through his deal. He didn't request a trade or anything like that.
Paul George gave the heads up the year before, like, hey, he just said, I'm not resigning here.
Mm-hmm.
And the Pacers were like, well,
we're still not trading you till
I'll shucks.
We'll trade you to OKC.
Whoa, right. We have major breaking NBA news.
No!
Whoa! Like, legitimately major breaking NBA news.
What we got?
This is earth-shattering.
What?
The Knicks are trading Kristaps Porzingis. They're very close to making a deal to send him to the Dallas Mavericks. This according to Mark Stein of the New York Times.
No
oh,
way.
My. That's great for the Sixers.
But Dennis Smith, I bet.
Well, I mean, you got to do better than that.
Well, I mean, that's got to be the center. The Mavericks, they're not going to trade.
What else do they have?
They're not trading Luka.
They're not trading Luka, so.
Oh, my.
It has to be Dennis Smith.
Wow.
Dennis Smith and multiple first-round picks. I mean, that's a bargain anyway.
Yeah, to get Porzingis, unless you got a 7-foot unicorn that can't play anymore.
Okay, the Knicks would receive Dennis Smith Jr. and the expiring contracts of DeAndre Jordan and Wesley Matthews. So it's basically straight up
make a run at
Kevin Durant.
Durant and somebody else?
And Kyrie? They don't keep Dennis Smith, right?
You better hope you get him.
And just to clarify, this deal is not done, but it is in the
closing
stages. It's reported by multiple people. Shams has it now, too. Kristaps Porzingis to Dallas.
I'm going to tell you what. Yeah, because if Kyrie wants to go to New York, because I still think him and Kevin Durant got something sneaky going on to where they want to team up.
They could.
And I think it's New York.
Yeah, I think there's something brewing for sure.
Yeah.
The Knicks make that trade without knowing that there's been back room conversations mm-hmm. about, because listen, you're not supposed to talk to the agent until they're free agents.
Sure.
Yeah, right.
But all that stuff happens.
All of it happens. Yeah.
And the other thing, the Knicks may just be looking at just saying, all right, we're trying to get as much money off the books as we can, and we're going to make a run at these free agents.
That is a great deal for Dallas. A great deal.
To put Porzingis with Luka?
I mean, and worst case scenario, Dennis Smith goes to the Knicks, and Porzingis never turns into the player that he was, and he has injuries or whatever. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, never liked Dennis Smith. He's a piece. He was never going to be a star player.
That is a great trade for Dallas.
What is going on? I mean, all of these players that request trades, they normally happen within like a month or a year. He requested a trade like this morning.
Well, it was probably going on behind closed doors.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, but it's just amazing how fast it happened.
I love it, man. We need more trades in sports, not less.
We need more trades to get good players out of this division.
Well, as long as none of our players are leaving.
Right.
Yeah, no, just the other teams. Just the other teams. Yeah, no, I don't need...
We don't need Ben traded anywhere or anything like that, right?
There's more people to call up and complain about people wanting to trade Ben Simmons than people actually saying that Ben Simmons should
Ben
be traded.
Simmons, yes. Like, yeah, who's...
Yeah, like, I don't hear a lot of people saying that let's trade Ben Simmons. I hear people talking about people saying it. Let's go to Robert in Washington Township. Back to the phones. Hi, Robert.
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's up, brother?
I had a Flyers comment, but I wanted to get on that GOAT thing. So I've been listening, because I have the opportunity of working out in the field a couple times during the week in my job as a network engineer, I get to listen in, and I kind of heard two things today, like, you know, the greatest of all time in a particular sport, or just was it the greatest athlete in sports, you know, in sports history. And, you know, I didn't know if you were saying that Michael Jordan athletically was the greatest of all time in any, you know, just athletically speaking, or just the greatest. I know he was the greatest in
player.
Right, I got you. Yeah, I got what you're saying. Yeah, no, we were talking player. Yeah, not just pure athlete.
Okay, because I was going to say, you got to put Bo Jackson into that.
Oh, my God. Pure athlete?
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. He was so good.
And I heard, Robert, for everybody who don't know, tonight, I know everybody loves the 30 for 30. Deion Sanders' 30 for 30 is on tonight. And I heard Bo Jackson is featured prominently.
In it?
Yeah, because it's the whole two-sport.
Oh, because Deion was taking the helicopter to Braves games.
Right. Yes.
Oh, my God.
So, okay.
And they excel in those sports, you know what I mean? They actually both were excellent in those sports, whereas some of these athletes, or Michael Jordan, for example, wasn't as good in baseball. You know, he wanted to play baseball, but he couldn't necessarily say he was good at it, you know?
How about this? Tebow's a better baseball player than Jordan. He is. Tebow's a better baseball player than Jordan.
Yeah. Hey, I wanted to ask you the other night, it's just like also Flyers game, right? Now, when did the guy... Jimmy Fallon become a Rangers fan? And I thought that guy was all about Boston, you know, the Red Sox and, you know, wicked fun. And, you know, that guy.
Was he fighting with Questlove about it? Is that just he's trying to embrace being in New York?
I don't know. He was in a jersey doing the dance, like cheering, like going this crazy. I'm thinking, what game are you watching, Jimmy? The Flyers are winning 1-0. What did you have to cheer about?
Well, Ben Livingston, our producer, is actually our hockey correspondent for the show. Ben, were you bothered by that as well?
Yeah.
Yeah? Are you a Jimmy Fallon guy?
I'm not a Jimmy Fallon guy, but I'm not an any comedian guy. Like, that's the thing. Like, what comedian do we actually, like, really like that's that big at this point? Do you like Jimmy Kimmel?
Well, I'm not a comedian. I'm talking about a late-night host.
Yeah,
no,
all those guys
are
fake with their rooting interests. Like, no celebrity really roots for who they want anymore. They get the most money out of
it. I don't watch any of them. No, I'm not. If I'm up that late, I'm sure as hell not watching the opening monologue of The Tonight Show or seeing with Jimmy Kimmel.
If you had to choose one late-night show to watch, which one would you watch?
I guess it would have to be between Kimmel and... I mean, honestly, I don't even know.
I would do Jimmy Fallon.
I probably would, too.
He's the best.
Just because of the roots and Questlove and that flavor.
Yeah.
And Jimmy's also very... Jimmy does a great job with allowing them to represent the city.
Oh, yeah. I don't watch the show. It just looks like his show is a little more fun than the other shows.
I'm just offended by that whole thing in general. Like, the team wins, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, let's have Kevin Hart get a Sixers jersey.
Right.
The only people who get to do that are, like, Mike Trout. Like I was saying the other day, Mike Trout's there for all the games that don't matter, so he gets to be there for the games that matter, and he should get the attention.
Yeah, well, no, you're right. There is the whole celebrity thing. Kevin Hart was in L.A. They didn't even show him, I don't think, during the telecast, but he was...
Like, the whole Meek thing? Like, Meek was a Heat fan. Meek's had like four different teams.
But that was during the process, too.
That's not an excuse.
I wasn't tweeting out heat stuff during the process, Ike. I can tell you that right now.
Neither was I.
Just make excuses because you're a Laker fan.
Used to be.
Okay. Right. You quit for LeBron.
Exactly.
used to be.
Exactly.
Well, Here's the thing. I've never hidden that. I didn't grow up a Sixers fan.
Never hidden it.
I'm not going to come on here and be like, oh, yeah, I grew up a Sixers fan.
I used to see Ike down at the Sixers game, the same game every year when Kobe came into town. It was Ike and about 50 other media people that you never saw the rest of the year. It would be Ike standing there in the media, big smile on his face, looking around.
Never missed a Laker game.
Looking for Kobe. And here's the thing about those games.
Yeah.
There's so many Laker fans the area. Philadelphia Laker fans in the area.
Listen, I don't buy the whole diehard Sixer fan. Yeah. I didn't see diehard Sixer fans.
They're Showtime frontrunners that are down there.
Yes.
Not frontrunners, they're Showtime Laker fans.
Saying. Yeah, well, listen, I'm just, you know.
You're one of them.
Yeah, well, I was one of them. I'm okay with it.
Casey in West Philly agrees.
I mean, you're a Patriot fan now.
I am. I'm a Tom Brady and a Patriot fan. Casey in West Philly, you agree Tom Brady the best of all time in any sport, right?
Yo, what's up, fellas? What's going on?
Hi, Casey.
What up, Casey?
No, Tom Brady is not the GOAT. Three reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Spygate. Deflategate. You cannot be considered the GOAT if you have a history of cheating. It ain't like you just cheated and probably laced up, you got some extra padding. You tampered with the equipment that the league provided.
Mm-hmm.
How he only got suspended 4 games is beyond me. So what's to say they haven't been cheating all those Super Bowls? No, you do not. Michael Jordan never cheated.
Oh, no, you're right. High character guy.
He never cheated. Michael Jordan. Every great star gets calls. Yeah, Michael Jordan got calls. Tom Brady will get calls. But he never cheated. Because guess what? If Tom Brady is the GOAT, then why is Barry Bonds not in the Hall of Fame?
What does that mean?
Well, that's going to end soon. He's getting in the Hall of Fame.
He should be in the Hall of Fame.
But he should be in the Hall of Fame already.
Yep.
He has
the most home runs. Yeah, he did steroids, which he was never proven. Okay, so cannot be considered the GOAT if you've been pretty much cheating your whole career. Holla at your boy.
All right, well, I mean, Casey.
Casey.
Last time I checked, it hasn't been quote-unquote proven that Tom Brady and Belichick did the Deflategate and the Spygate.
Oh, sure.
Everybody knows they did.
Oh, sure. They destroyed the tapes. What do you mean?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Everybody knows they did it, just like everybody knows Barry Bonds did it.
Well, unknowingly.
Oh, please.
He had the cream put on him.
The cream and the clear?
He didn't know what that was, yeah.
Is that what made his cranium grow a whole hat size in his 30s?
Made his cranium grow.
Yeah,
the chest got a little bigger there, too.
Well, you think I should stop putting this cream on, man? My head is getting bigger.
Hey, Barry, what size had you again? 9 1/4?
It was like Placido Polanco. What was the other thing? The cream and the what?
Clear.
Clear.
What was the clear?
I have no idea. I remember.
Do I want to know what the clear was?
The cream was, Ben, the cream was,
I legitimately don't know.
The cream was, I believe, for arthritis type pain stuff relief, and the clear was for muscle building and stuff like that.
Okay.
The cream was supposed to be used as almost like a, you know, like you would use for if your muscles are sore and you rub that in or whatever.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought it was.
And the clear was meant to almost be like instant testosterone that went through your whatever.
Your pores, right?
Yeah.
That's what it was. That's some high tech stuff out there.
The clear is possibly a female fertility drug that stimulates the pituitary gland.
All right, awesome.
Yeah, there's some weird stuff.
So if it was that, it would be to when guys came off of cycles, your testosterone drops down. So guys that got busted for doing that kind of stuff were taking this other drug that would boost it back up to a normal level. It wasn't a steroid, but people that used it were using it after cycles.
Yeah, and that's how people would determine whether or not you are using it.
A lot of people got busted for that, because they made that illegal because they knew what everybody was using it for. And then guys started getting... That's what... the last thing that Manny got busted for was that. Was taking that type of a product.
Oh, yeah, Manny just kept getting busted.
Oh, man.
Man.
Yeah, remember that year with the Dodgers, and it's like, damn, he looks like he's on something?
Yeah.
He was.
He was.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. Go to
Manny.
Tom in Levittown. What's up, Thomas?
Hey, fellas, how you doing today?
How are you?
What up, Tom?
I'm doing good. Hey, listen, so my head was about to explode when you were talking about Wayne Gretzky not being the greatest of all time.
Mm-hmm.
But then I listen to you guys, and I hear all different kinds of opinions about it. Brady not. I don't hear nobody talking about, like, persons that play in singular sports, like Mark Spitz or Roy Jones Jr. or some of these.
It's not the topic.
No Michael Phelps. Michael Phelps.
It's not, not the topic.
Phelps, yeah. I mean, that's I perceive that them players, and I would say Tiger, but you tossed that out when you said the guy, Gretzky, didn't win in 12 years. Tiger ain't won a pro in, like, 9 years or something like that. So it's very difficult to say. But for me, being a hockey player and having watched Gretzky play all these years and having seen him take teams, that when I hear people say all-stars, it's like Michael Jordan made everybody better. Gretzky made everybody better. The guy made people look foolish. He just, same thing Tom Brady does, makes teams that should be good look amateurish. And that's what Gretzky did to everybody while he was in. Even in the later stages of his career, he still had years where he scored 100 assists and made people look absolutely foolish out there. So it's very tough to say. But I still think Gretzky is the greatest.
I tell you what, Tom, and John, for you, and Ben, this will make Ben happy. You know, out of this discussion, here's the one thing I have learned. Or it's two things I've learned.
Mm-hmm.
A, the majority of people think Michael Jordan is the GOAT.
No surprise.
But B, the majority of people don't think Tom Brady is the GOAT.
No surprise.
Well, they've gone with Gretzky over Brady. Mm-hmm. Like, we haven't had many people. Have we had anybody call up on Tom Brady's behalf?
I don't think so.
No one but you.
Me? Yep. I am correct once again. 888-729-9494.
You think this is a New England bias thing?
Yes.
That we got going on here?
Yeah. Okay. No, you know, it's a combination of people that think Michael Jordan's the best, there's nothing that could
ever
literally happen ever to change that mind.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
And you're in that category, and I, for the most part, am in that category.
I just got in that category. I only got in that category when...
Braun.
No, when Kobe couldn't win it. I knew he wasn't going to win his sixth title.
Yeah.
Then I gave it up.
Yeah, and there's just... Sports is too different with free agency and guys wanting to move around and everything to where it'll never be looked at the same guy staying with the same team and winning titles and doing all that.
Yep.
Guys will leave and win a championship here and
win
there.
Win a title here and win a title there. Yeah.
It won't be looked at the same. And you'll have the younger generation that is arguing with us, calling us old.
Right.
Like they're doing right now. 888-729-9494.
Young people probably think Steph Curry is the best player they've ever seen.
Oh, my God. I looked up Jim Brown's stats because you had mentioned Jim Brown.
Mm-hmm.
He stopped playing when he was 29.
Yeah.
And his last year was 1965. His numbers are unbelievable. Could you imagine what it was like for a guy with the personality of Jim Brown playing during that time in the mid-60s? He might have even been a better lacrosse player.
He was.
He was an All-American lacrosse player at Syracuse.
And he was a part of the movement.
And he was a big part of the movement.
Yeah.
And he wasn't a quiet part
of
the movement. Became a big movie star. I mean, you're talking, like, Jim Brown would, I think it would rival Muhammad Ali as far as impact on, as an athlete even after.
Oh, yeah.
It's incredible.
Well, Bill Russell was with those guys, too.
Bill Russell. Well,
all those guys.
Muhammad.
Mm-hmm. Kareem,
certainly. 888-729-9494. Marks and Reese. We'll come back. We have sounds of the day. We also have you have a chance to win $1,000.
Speaking of Kareem,
yeah,
all-time leading scorer, 6 titles, 5 MVPs. No one ever considers him the GOAT. You know why? Because he had a trick shot. That's why. There, I said it.
A trick shot?
Yeah, the skyhook is a trick shot.
I would say that
it's such a trick shot, people won't even use it.
It's because they don't want to have the skill of doing it anymore. I would say he's the most underrated player in the
That's
NBA.
That's a fair argument, yeah.
Because no one ever talks about him in the same conversation as any of these guys.
Yeah. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.